This is the Bloomberg Exchange Traded Funds Report with Katherine Cowdery.
This report is for Tuesday, May 24th. Investors are taking their fascination with low volatility stocks to new heights. That's a word from Joseph Scioli of Bloomberg News. He says the PowerShares S&P 500 Low Volatility Fund and the iShares Edge MSCI Minimum Volatility USA ETF saw their combined assets reach $20 billion this month for the first time, and they've added $7 billion so far this year. The reason? Scioli says some of it has to do with uncertainty about when the Federal Reserve is going to raise interest rates again.
So there's a lot of debate as to whether a rate hike would be a positive or a negative for the stock market. So the safest thing to do is just to buy an instrument that benefits from that's insulated from either of them and kind of just benefits from a range-bound market. You also have concerns over global growth in China, which has really been one of the major themes in 2016 so far. The Brexit vote coming up in the UK is also adding a little to the turmoil, and then just overall just a mixed batch of economic data that can really swing the market one way or the other on a given day.
Scioli on the risks involved in these low-volatility ETFs.
A lot of times these ETFs have really big carry costs. They're expensive to hold for an extended period of time. They're usually recommended to be held for a short amount of time unless you have some other hedge that's basically paying your principal investment. So the big risk there would be to be in one of these things and then just have the market not really do anything, and you're just paying to insulate against big moves, and those big moves don't materialize.
Although they're not necessarily designed to beat the market, both the PowerShares and iShares low volatility ETFs are outperforming the broader market. The PowerShares low volatility ETF, SPLV, has gained 4.4% since the start of the year. And the iShares Edge MSCI Minimum Volume ETF, USMV, is up 5.1%, while the S&P 500 has gained 1.6%. USMV has an expense ratio of 15 basis points and $13 billion in total assets. SPLV has total assets of $7 billion and an expense ratio of 25 basis points. That's your Bloomberg ETF report. I'm Katherine Cowdery. You can find more information about exchange-traded funds at Bloomberg.com/market/ETFs.
You can listen to Bloomberg Radio in New York on Bloomberg 1130, in Boston on 1200 AM and 94.5 FM HD2, in San Francisco on 960 AM and 103.7 FM HD2, and Sirius XM Satellite Radio Channel 119.